"Yes, well, we shall have to go over some of that again, Mr. Cayley. Mr. Mark, now, you thought he was in the Temple. Could he have come in and gone up to his room without your seeing him?" "There are back stairs. He wouldn't have used them in the ordinary way, of course, but I wasn't in the hall all the afternoon. He might easily have gone upstairs without my knowing anything about it."
"So that you weren't surprised when you saw him coming down?"
"Oh, not a bit."
"Well, did he say anything?"
"He said, 'Robert's here,' or something of the sort. I suppose he'd heard the bell, or the voices in the hall."
"Which way does his bedroom face? Could he have seen him coming down the drive?"
"He might have, yes."
"Well?"
"Well, then, I said, 'Yes,' and he gave a sort of shrug and said, 'Don't go too far away, I might want you,' and then went in."
"What did you think he meant by that?"
"Well, he consults me a good deal, you know. I'm his sort of unofficial solicitor in a kind of way."
"This was a business meeting rather than a brotherly one."
"Oh, yes. That's how he regarded it, I'm sure."
"Yes. How long was it before you heard the shot?"
"Very soon. 2 minutes, perhaps."